what I didn't realize was happiness doesn't come from the goals. It comes from progress and growth.
Your network is your net worth. Come listen to some of the most successful people I know share invaluable knowledge, stories, and advice in real estate, business, and beyond. This is Weiss Advice. Whether you want to take your business or personal life to the next level, look no further. Welcome back to Weiss Advice. I am your host, Yona Weiss, and it is a pleasure to have you joining us today. And I'm so happy that Rod Khalif took the time out of his day to join us. I met Rod in person back in January in Los Angeles at the boot camp, and I flew all the way out to LA because of who he is and what he has created and the value that he brings to so many people. And I thought to myself, if dozens of extremely successful people that I know personally are going to be there over the weekend, that means I need to take some time out of my schedule to make the time to go there as well. And so that was extremely valuable weekend I spent there. And if you don't know Rod already, he is someone who is a household name in the multifamily investing space. You know, whether it's from his business ventures, his philanthropy, his just his story and his generosity to so many people out there, I'd just like to introduce Rod. Maybe Rod, you can tell us a little bit more about your story. And I just want to get into a little deeper.
Thanks for having me on. And yeah, you know, you brought back memories talking about the LA event because that was the last live event.
That's right.
We were scheduled to have 700 or 800 people in Orlando 3 weeks ago, and we all know what happened with that. But I remember walking through the hallways at that LA event, and I got goosebumps because there were literally hundreds of people networking in the hallways. And, you know, I was wondering why the room was half full, but, you know, that the whole point is to get people connected. And I've actually forced that at my boot camps. I make people get up and meet each other. But yeah, thank you for reminding me how awesome that event was. But you know, it's interesting. I had to pivot. I had 300 people signed up for Orlando, and those are our biggest money makers for our business. You know, I teach multifamily investing, as you know, and we had to pivot. And in 1 week, we put up a website. I'm shooting video in my backyard. And now we do multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com. So we did it online. I had 900 people pay to watch. And we made more money in coaching sales and bringing in mentorship students than we did in my live events. I was just blown away. Wow. So our whole business model is shifting because of crisis. You know, like, as you know, with crisis comes opportunity. But my story. Okay. Sorry, that's what you asked. So I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old. My brother Albert, my mother's Vancha, we didn't have much. We grew up fairly poor, ended up in Denver, Colorado. I was born in the Netherlands in Holland, ended up in Denver, Colorado, where we lived for 30 years. And, you know, I wore Goodwill hand-me-down clothes and Salvation Army clothes all the way through junior high school till I could get a job and, you know, get my own clothes. And, you know, we ate expired food. I remember my mom got powdered milk because it's cheaper than real milk, and she thought milk was healthy. And so, you know, grew up struggling. But luckily, my mom had an incredible work ethic and babysat kids so we'd have enough money to eat. And with her babysitting money, got me excited about real estate because she bought the house across the street from us when I was 14 for about 30 grand. When I was 17, she told me it had gone up 20,000 in her sleep. And I'm like, what? Forget college. I'm getting into real estate. I was a capitalist. And so got into real estate and made maybe $8,000 my first year, $10,000 my second year, but I made over $100,000 my third year when I was 21, which back in 1981 was a lot of money. And so one of the things I love talking about is the mindset it took to 10X my income from year two to year three. So we can drill down on that later if you want. But sure. The point is, you know, fast forward to today, I've owned a couple thousand single family homes. I've owned multiple apartment complexes in several states. And in fact, last year, let me back up. In 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept, a little more than my mom's $20,000. But there's a punchline. You know, when that happens, God or the universe or whatever you believe, if you get a big head, it'll give you a smackdown. And I thought I was a real estate god. So, I mean, I got my butt handed to me and I lost $50 million in 2008, the $17 million, a whole lot more. It was a good lesson. I call them seminars. I don't call them failures. It was my biggest seminar. I've had lots of seminars, but that was my biggest. And anyway, so you know, that's my story at a high level. Now I'm back. Again, one of the things I love talking about is the mindset it took to have $50 million to lose in the first place, and then the mindset it took to get back to the success that I enjoy today.
So let's touch on that a little bit. Like, what is that mindset like? Because you don't come to that on your own. I mean, obviously, you got that from somewhere.
Mentors, for sure. Mentors.
Mm-hmm. And so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to talk about it. So I met a guy when I was 18. I'm sorry, when I was 21. He was the father of a girl I was dating. And he started that dialogue with me, you know, about self-confidence and focus and courage and goals and visualization and just all these mindset-related topics that are critical for success. And then 20 years ago, I met Tony Robbins, and he's the king of that stuff and best in the world at it. And so luckily, I loved it. I adopted it. I believed it. I did it. And that's how, again, I've had 24 businesses that I've built in my lifetime, and several have been worth tens of millions of dollars, and many have been spectacular flaming seminars. But, you know, they're only a failure, by the way, if you don't get back up or you don't get the lesson.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, if you're listening to Yona here, don't fear failure. Fear being in the same place you are now a year from now, unless you absolutely love where you are right now. So, you know, that's what you should fear.
Yeah. And that's a lesson that we all need to learn. That's something that one of my greatest mentors talked about over and over again. And a year from now, you know, 5 years from now, you can't be at the same place. Whatever that means, you know, in physically and mentally and spiritually.
Relationships, health, everything. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to be constantly growing. And life is a growing struggle. And if you're not going up, you know, if you're growing, you are by definition sliding down.
No, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. It's that straightforward. And I will tell you, you know, you need the goals. And I do a whole goal setting workshop and teach people to get associated with what they want, not to focus on what they don't want. You know, when I lost everything, it'd been very easy to focus on that, live that, have that become my story and my identity. And instead, and it did for a while. I'll be honest, embarrassed to say it did for a while, but it was redirecting my focus to the things that I wanted that caused me to pull out of it. And so I take people through this goal setting workshop, and we don't have to dig into that now, but if you haven't done your goals in a big way and you feel like, you know, you've done them, but you want more clarity, I do this goal setting workshop on steroids at my live events. I did it in the live stream as well, but I did it on my Facebook page, my Rod Cleef official Facebook page on January 1st of this year, New Year's Day. So if you go there, there's a worksheet you can download. It's free, and I'll take you through your goals, and I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Yeah, here it is right here. So, you know, if you do that, that's how you push through fear and limiting beliefs and maximize yourself and get outside your head to make things happen. You know, I'm sure that a lot of your listeners are very analytical, Yona, and they get caught up in analysis paralysis. They love the spreadsheets, and they get caught up in that, and they don't take action to build that life of their dreams or to go where they really know they're capable of going. And so, you know, do the goal setting workshop. I promise you, you'll be glad you did, because that'll help you get outside of your fear, push through limiting beliefs and fear, and get outside of comfort. Comfort zone's a warm place, but nothing grows there. So I encourage you to embrace the things that you want. And, you know, that's just certainly one of the keys to success for sure.
It just shows that you are passionate about this and about helping others get to their goals. And, you know, it comes through.
Thank you.
Obviously, there was, I remember sitting there in the room in Los Angeles, and there was just an energy in the room that everyone wanted to grow, and everyone wanted to, you know, push themselves outside of their comfort zone. And that's really how a lot of people have grown. And I've seen, you know, many of your students come through and are buying large apartment complexes and making a lot of money.
They're killing it. Let me show you something here behind my green screen. There's some of the hundreds of thank you cards that I've gotten from people. You can't even see them all, but I mean, I just absolutely love what I'm doing, Yona. And that's the thing. I just love it, which is why my wife puts up with me working on Sundays sometimes. And, you know, cause I just love it. I mean, I get love every single day, and you'll see as your podcast grows, you'll get DMs, you'll get emails, you'll get cards, gifts. I've gotten fairly lavish gifts. Every day I get something. It's the biggest blessing in my life. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, Yona. Honestly, I'm 60, I've only been doing this 3 years now. I actually only been doing the coaching. You know, I've got almost 400 coaching students, and I've only been doing this for 2.5 years.
Oh.
But What a blessing.
Yeah. And you, I mean, it's just a testament that within this COVID, this whole pandemic situation, and your, you know, your largest driver of revenue for your business was just basically, you know, dissipated.
Right. And I was fearful. Yeah, I was fearful. Thank you. And that's one of the messages that, and I don't know when this airs, when you're going to air this, but I'm sure COVID's still going to be around. We're going to have pain in this country for a while. Anybody that tells you otherwise is naive. We're going to have pain. There are going to be a lot of businesses that do not survive, restaurants that don't survive. I mean, they can't break even at half occupied. So however long that stuff lasts, you know, it's going to be a lot of pain. But with that comes opportunity. There'll be a lot of businesses you can buy and certainly a lot of real estate. Every week now I'm seeing in the Business Week and the other business periodicals that, you know, they're talking about that real estate crash coming. Mm. And I really believe there's going to be some, you know, regretfully, there's going to be some pain. But with that, of course, comes opportunity. And it's so easy to focus on the pain because that's how we connect with other people. You know, if Yona, you walked up to me and you said, "How you doing, Ron?" I said, "Oh my God, I am fantastic. Life is amazing. It is so incredible." You'd step back, you'd put the cross up, and you'd get fearful or certainly question my sanity. But I'm not saying you particularly, but I'm using you as an example. If you came up and said, "How you doing?" I'm like, "Oh God, Yona. Oh, my back is killing me. You know, I'm really struggling right now." You'd come up and put your arm around me and say, "I know, brother, I feel you." And that's how we connect. And we connect through pain, mm-hmm. believe it or not. And right now, it's so important to focus on what you want. It's so important to step up. And if someone is listening to you, Yona, they're a leader. And right now, this world needs leaders more than ever. You're a leader of, you know, maybe you have a business, you have a, you know, even at your job, if you're at a W-2 or your family at the very least, and you need to focus on what you want. And maybe you need to innovate. Maybe you need to pivot. That's what I had to do. I literally had a week to completely reinvent ourselves, and we did it. And it worked out beautifully, but maybe you'll have to do that. And that's okay. Yeah. The thing you cannot do is succumb to the fear, focus on the fear. You must direct your focus right now. You also need to be very careful who you're hanging around with. You know, be around a peer group that's growing and learning and expanding. Because, you know, again, it's so easy to get caught up in the fear. And you got to stand guard at the door to your mind. It's probably the best way to put it.
Absolutely.
And bring in the good stuff. You know, it's so easy to get sucked into CNN, Fox, whatever your amusement of choice is. But I will tell you that those channels are not there to inform us. They're there to scare us. And so it's so important to manage your focus. Sorry, I went
Absolutely.
Off. I'll get off my soapbox.
So let me ask you, you know, we're talking about goal setting. We're talking about goals. Since the onset of all this, obviously you took something really detrimental that happened to your business and you shifted and you did something. But has there been anything else besides that, like a new goal that you have set since the onset of this whole like chaos?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. We just had our leadership. We implemented the EOS system via a book called Traction that I introduced to my mastermind recently. But it's a great book about business operations and development and growing a culture in a business. And we had our quarterly leadership meeting yesterday. And it's been concluded in the next 90 days, you'll be the first one to know this, is that I'm actually starting an entrepreneurship podcast, kind of a business development mindset podcast, which is something I love. Love it as much as I love real estate. So now it's public. I've never said it publicly before, but I'm absolutely going to start a podcast. We're thinking of names, and it'll be similar to my real estate podcast, which I'm blessed to say we just exceeded 8 million downloads on. It's just mind-blowing to me. The power of social media is just incredible. Wow. I found out that my YouTube videos were watched for 30,000 hours last year. It's like mind-blowing.
That's incredible.
And what's great about this is anyone can do this. And I never planned to sell coaching and to do live events. I was actually a bit of an introvert. And I was even intimidated by speaking into a microphone and all that. But, you know, you want to make God laugh, you tell him your plans, right? And, you know, and I used to say my first episodes of my podcast, I'll never sell you anything. I just want to add value. And that was the truth. Now I'm a liar, of course, but I wasn't intentional. But anyway, yeah, so
that's amazing. Yeah.
The opportunities that we have right now to create reach and build a network. I mean, LinkedIn, you know, Facebook, Instagram. I just heard about TikTok. I have no idea what the freak TikTok is. No, but all these other, I mean, there's just so many channels now that you can maximize. I've got the largest multifamily Facebook group on the planet. Almost 34,000 people in there. It's just mind blowing. So anyway, we live in amazing times. And that's why, again, if you're struggling, pivot, figure out, you know, I've got students that have created podcasts, probably a dozen of them, meetup groups, YouTube channels, LinkedIn groups, you know, Facebook groups, and they're killing it. And so again, if you're struggling right now, think about how to reinvent yourself, find, you know, ideally work in something that you love or think you could love and innovate and pivot, because opportunity is there. You just have to go grab it.
Yeah. 100%. And, you know, upon that exact note, you know, in this time, you know, we weren't meeting up, we're doing these live events and everything like that. And it's something that I started a few weeks ago, this virtual real estate meetup. So, you know, and I just want to say, we're going to be having Rod as a speaker to be presenting on goals and mindset. And that's going to be July 1st, Wednesday, July 1st at 7 o'clock. So we'll put a link there. I'm really excited. We've had, you know, hundreds of people come to these virtual meetups, and it's incredible because, you know, in the sense that we're stuck at home and we can't go out and network, and people would think, well, hey, I don't have the time to do something like this. But you know what? You know, there are guys that come on there and they got their little baby daughter on their lap because it's, you know, it's bedtime or whatever. And we're learning, and we break out into breakout rooms with the cool, the Zoom breakout room free feature, and doing real live networking, meeting people. And you know what? I already got someone from last week's meetup reach out to me with a phone call this week telling me that on the meetup, he met someone there and they're already talking about a business venture together, which, you know, both of them are successful real estate investors. And they met there and had shared common goals. And, you know, that's incredible. And that's really what this is all about.
I love it. I love it. Great minds think alike. I have been threatening to do a national online meetup myself. I've got a bunch of domain names that I bought, you know, multifamily meetup online, and you name it, like 30 varieties of that. So great minds think alike, you know, and good for you for taking action quicker than I did. I just, you know, it's a fantastic idea. And I was blown away, you know, from my live stream. Of course, it was just me and a stone-faced photographer and my camera, and I'm yelling at a camera for 18 hours. But I had over 720 or 30 people on the whole time, all 18 hours. It was staggering. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, it is the new normal. And we're going to try those breakouts ourselves, actually. We're having a warrior only, we call our mentorship students warriors, a warrior only event June 5th and 6th. And we're going to teach deep dives on deal analysis and stuff for about 16 hours. But then we're going to do the breakouts and get our, you know, our mentorship students more connected as well. So excited to see how well that works.
Amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, it's again, this, we're trying to get by with, you know, the hand that we've been dealt, and you know, you can't fold.
That's it. We adapt. We're human beings. We adapt. That's what we do. And I will tell you, some of the biggest companies in history were born in times like this.
Right.
So again, it's very easy to succumb to the fear and the pain and the woe is me. And if you do, that's what's going to get bigger, because whatever you focus on gets bigger, positive or negative. So be very careful what you're focusing on. They asked Mother Teresa when she was alive if she was anti-war. She said, no, I'm pro-peace. See the distinction there? That's so right. Again, stand guard at the door to your minds, my friends.
Let me ask you a question. You talked about a little bit a few minutes ago how, you know, obviously we're in a time where there's going to be a lot of pain. There's a lot of, you know, things.
Yes.
There's maybe a real estate crash.
Yep.
Are you seeing, and obviously you deal with a lot of students, you've dealt with a lot of new kind of syndicators and new kind of groups coming up and shooting out of nowhere. And it, maybe your groups might be a little bit different because they have a lot of teamwork going on, and there's a kind of ecosystem where they're working with people who are more
My students, for sure. We've got little groups inside of our warrior group. I just noticed a new one pop up. We've probably got a dozen, you know, accountability groups, little mini masterminds, deal review groups, you know, you name it, inside of our mentorship group. But I'm sorry, you were going to ask a question. I interrupt you.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you seeing that, you know, potentially some of this crash and some of the people that are going to crash and burn are those people that just didn't have the experience and went in a little over their heads?
Well, yes, 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 and yes. The people that dabbled and thought they had to get into real estate and they did deals that were too skinny. Oh, I mean, we were in best and final on deals, and we were just scratching our heads when we saw what some of these properties traded for over the last few years. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it's very possible some of those deals are going to come back. They're deals that won't survive at, you know, 15% vacant, for example. They just, mm-hmm. they won't. And, you know, and we are extremely conservative, you know, hit me once, shame on you, hit me twice, shame on me. Well, I live that. And so, you know, most of our deals, if it won't break even day one at 25 to 30% vacant, we won't do it. In fact, we've got a beautiful property in northwest of Atlanta that we're raising equity on here starting next week. And we can be 25% vacant there. And it's an A-class asset. I mean, truly, it's a maybe A-. We'll bring it up to A. It's just gorgeous. And there's value add opportunity. But we can break even day one at 25% economically vacant, which is pretty unusual. Mm-hmm. And that's with raising an extra $500,000 in operating reserves as well, just in case, you know, in case you know what. In this day and age, you kind of have to be that conservative right now, because who knows what's going to happen. That, you know, the feds are going to probably throw more money at this. Yeah. Again, even with all of that, there are businesses really that aren't going to make it. When those businesses fail, it's a trickle-down effect to our business in the multifamily space. Sure. And so, you know, depending upon the demographic that's inside of your asset will depend on how painful these next really year or so is going to be. Yeah. So we'll see.
And multifamily is obviously has a lot more.
It's a resilient asset. I mean, when I lost $50 million in 2008, it was my houses that pulled me down. My multifamily did just fine. If I hadn't cross-collateralized them, I put packages of houses with my apartment complexes in my brilliance, thinking to save a, you know, 20, 30 basis points and refinance. Now, you know, I'd still have those multifamily assets if I hadn't done that, because they pulled back. Mine pulled back around, I don't know, I think around 10%. I think the national average was somewhere in the 11 to 15% range. In 09 and parts of 10, but I would have survived if I hadn't cross-collateralized. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons I started my podcast, was to give that message. If you're going to buy and hold, for God's sakes, do multifamily, don't do single family. You know, took me 2000 single families to get that memo, but anyway.
Oh man. But yeah, I think there's still deals going on right now. There's still.
Oh, sure. We're closing on a deal. We're closing on two. We're closing on one here in a couple of weeks in Cincinnati.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's fully subscribed. Screaming deal. We can be 35% vacant on that asset day one and break even. So, you know, and there's a lot of other things associated with those two deals. Well, that one's in Cincinnati. Amazon's building an airport in Cincinnati, similar to FedEx in Memphis. You know, you think that's going to stimulate that area. You better believe it. And then there's an Amazon fulfillment center, 1 million square feet, going next to our one in Atlanta. So, you know, that's just luck of the draw. That wasn't planned that way. But these properties, sure, they're going to have some pullback. Everything's going to have some pullback. But for the most part, you know, certainly the assets that have conforming debt on them are probably going to be in better shape. But, you know, there was an article CoStar put out there. I don't know if you saw it, that they anticipate 13,000 commercial CMBS loans to go into default. 13,000 commercial loans. That's a lot of commercial debt. This was a month ago. And CoStar, if you don't know, owns LoopNet.com, the largest listing site. I mean, they've, you know, CoStar is what all the brokers use, right, if you're not aware of that, to analyze a property. And they've got, you know, pretty decent data.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little sobering. And that's CMBS. Who knows what's going to happen? I think there's going to be a lot of hurt in the, there was just an article in Business Week this last week about these landlords in New York that they're not getting rents because of the rent
control,
break, yeah. And they can't pay their, not control, the rent concession.
The rent concession's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So they have rent control as well. I don't know why people invest there, but you know, they can't make it. And there's people, you know, their renters drive nicer cars than they do. And so I think there's going to be some real pain in like the 10 to 50 unit range as well. So we'll see. I could be wrong.
A lot of opportunities.
Yeah, I exactly. And again, it's not something to fear. It's something to be ready for.
Right.
And have access to cash and have access to investors. So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So I'd love to just jump right into the final four, because I think we might take these in their own direction.
Yeah, you've got some very thought-provoking. They're not your stock five questions that most podcasters ask. I'm very impressed with your questions, Jonah, by the way. They're all like, oh, what would you do if you were younger? And I even use that one. And you know, your younger self, or what's your favorite book? But yours are much better. So,
oh, I appreciate that.
Hit me. I may get stumped here, actually. So,
well, I might just pick new questions then. So,
no. Yours are awesome.
Hey,
Hey, before we get to the final four, I just want to tell you about Streamlined Podcasts. Okay. I could not have a podcast if I didn't work with Streamlined Podcasts. As simple as that. These guys are my go-to. They do all the editing of these audio pieces that you guys are hearing. And I really couldn't do anything without it. I literally tried to start a podcast for about a year, and it was just daunting to me to spend time writing show notes, to do the audio recording, editing, taking out the ums, the ahs, the spaces, everything. These guys make it sound so crisp, so clear at such an affordable rate. And for my listeners and my listeners only, you're gonna be thrilled. If you're ever thinking of starting a podcast or you have a podcast, check them out at streamlinepodcasts.com. Set up a time to speak with them and use promo code WEISS, W-E-I-S-S, and you can get 20% off your first month if you do end up signing up with them. I guarantee you it's gonna be worth your while. Okay, so the first question, Rod, what is the worst job that you ever had?
There were two, actually. One was Burger King. I lied and I got the job there when I was 14. He had to be 15, and I was a real tall. And we had to break down the broiler. You actually had to dip it into lye, this vat of lye, and I got burns on my arms and stuff from it. That was a miserable job. The second one was for about 3 weeks, I worked for a road paving crew in the summer in Denver. Hot asphalt, in the sun. I had to take salt pills because you went through so much water. Those were the toughest jobs I ever had.
Wow.
But I've had lots of tough ones, but those were, I think, were the toughest.
Well, yeah. They're learning experiences for sure.
Yes, they are.
You learn what not to do.
UPS. UPS loading trucks. I lasted 2 weeks. You're in the back of a truck. You're trying to, in fact, I show that video at my live events. I show the Lucille Ball video where they're putting chocolates and stuff as an example of what it was like to load trucks. And then I use Maureen Miles as an example. My friend Maureen, who's in my mastermind, has, I think, 4,000 doors. And she worked there for like years loading trucks. I lasted 2 or 3 weeks and I lost like 10 pounds in 2 or 3 weeks. Actually, I forgot that one. That's probably the one of the worst as well. But Maureen loading trucks, and now she's a frigging millionaire with multifamily real estate. So if that doesn't inspire you, my friends.
Yeah, I don't know what will. That's
right. Right.
Awesome. So second question for you, what's a book that has given you a paradigm shift? And I'm sure there have been many.
You know, I just texted my daughter a stack of books that I showed at my live stream. And I just remembered that I did that. Let me look at that stack and see if that triggers a memory. Now, my love language is gifts. So I love giving gifts. And there's one, The Five Languages of Love. If you have not read that, if you love anybody, go get it. Okay. Anybody. Because people feel love different ways. And what was interesting is my first wife, her love language is, well, let me back up. My love language is gifts. So I gave her, when I say hundreds of thousands of dollars, I'm not exaggerating, you know, inappropriate, I know, but jewelry, you name it. I mean, she got tons of stuff from me. It was no big deal because that's not how she felt love. Her love language is acts of service. If I did the dishes, oh my God, the clouds would part, the angels would sing from the heavens. But I didn't know that. And so that was a big shift. But again, I give my students books as gifts, and they're profound books. So let me rattle off a few of them just for to add more value. One of them they get is Turning Pro, which is stop operating as an amateur, operate as a professional. It's a guy named Pressman. Another one is The Slight Edge, which is those little decisions you make every day, traject your life up or down. Very profound book. You know, I've given away over 3,000 copies of Think and Grow Rich. That's a book you should read several times a year. Another one is Robert Cialdini around persuasion. He's got a book called Persuasion, and his first book was Influence. Mm-hmm. Fantastic books. Well, that's enough. Anyway, there you go. Those are some awesome books you should read.
Okay. Well, there you have it. We have our book list, and we might actually make a whole episode.
They're all good ones. They're all good ones. I could keep going, but yeah, that was the top of the stack.
That's awesome. Okay. So third question, which is what skill or talent would you like to learn?
Well, I've got a drum set in my garage. I would love to learn how to play the drums because I've got pretty good rhythm, but I live in a compound now. And one of the buildings is a media building, and the upstairs is where I had that drum set, and I had to get it out of there to do the video studio that we now created to live stream. So that's one thing. But more on a business level, I would love to be more technologically savvy, social media savvy. My wife, you know, she does Instagram posts and she's got a big following. And, you know, I get excited because I get 12,000 views on a video and she does like a bikini. They call it a haul where she tries on bikinis. And of course, you know, she gets like 150,000 views in like a week. And it took me 6 months to get 10,000 views. But I would love to be more technologically savvy and build my reach even more than I have, just because I want to reach more people. I truly love what I'm doing with my heart. I love it. And so I think that's probably the one skill set I wish I was better at.
Oh,
maximizing these social media channels even more, you know, understanding the algorithms and all that stuff.
There's no end to the amount of, and you've had, you know, people work for you and do a lot of that on your behalf, which obviously has helped grow your reach tremendously. But yeah, there's a big difference between having someone do it on your behalf and you actually.
When you do it yourself, I mean, it's exactly what you want. Now, I'm blessed that I now have a content writer that's really got my voice because he's the one that edits the clips. So on my podcast, and like I was saying, we just hit 8 million downloads, which is just mind-blowing. I do two episodes a week. I do an interview segment with an expert like yourself, and I also do a motivational clip called Own Your Power. And it's about mindset and psychology. And I think that's why the podcast has really been so well received, because people don't remember what you said, but they remember how you made them feel. And I think that motivation and that mindset and these things that we talk about are so powerful. So I hope if you're listening, you'll check it out. It's called Lifetime Cashflow. If you go on your iPhone and you put in real estate on podcasts, I usually come up number one or two with Bigger Pockets. So
yeah. Awesome. All right. So Rod, the fourth and final question is, what does success mean to you?
The answer to that question has evolved over years. You know,
of course.
I built this giant house on the beach, $8 million house that I thought was important. And within, you know, 2 months after I built it, I got depressed. Floating in the pool one night after I built it, and I got depressed. I'm like, what the hell? I just achieved success by societal standards times 1,000. And I was really bummed. And what I realized was that I didn't have a vision for the future. Like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. You need a vision for your future. And I didn't know what I was going to do next. What I didn't realize was happiness doesn't come from the goals. It comes from progress and growth. And so success, one of the definitions for me would be continual growth and progress, because that truly is the definition of happiness or the precursor to happiness. But, you know, for me, it's having an impact, and it never was that before. It was more self-serving and financially driven, and he with the most stuff wins mindset. And I've done all the stupid stuff like the exotic cars and all that stuff and the watches of, you know, just really dumb stuff that I went crazy with. But I mean, I will tell you, it's truly, to me, the definition of success is these accolades that I get and people whose lives have been impacted positively from my messaging. I mean, what a gift. I mean, truly, what a gift. And so, you know, I'm sure some of the people are going, you know, and that's, but it's the truth for me. It truly is. So, you know, sorry, but it's real.
And it's important that, you know, it changes over time. And when
it does. It does. Yeah. I thought it was all about proving the world I was good enough. That's why I built that testament to my ego, that house. And that's truly what it was. And then, you know, and it's giving back. I mean, you know, when I was floating in that pool, I was so depressed. And that year I went and saw Tony Robbins and I found out he fed families for the holidays. I'm like, what a concept. I'm 40 and I'm realizing, wow, you should actually do things for other people. It took me till then to realize that. So I went back and fed five families. Third family changed my life. This woman comes to the door. She sees this big basket of food. She's got five kids and they weren't going to have a Christmas. And she starts crying when she sees the food. Her kids start crying, the older ones. I start crying. And I've now fed 75,000 children for the holidays for the last 20 years. I've done tens of thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies. I've done tens of thousands of teddy bears to the local sheriffs and police departments for their officers to keep in their cars if they encounter a child that's been traumatized. I have to tell you, that feels like success to me. You know, being able to have coffee with my beautiful wife on the deck this morning for an hour, not worrying about anything, that's success to me. So, you know, being healthy enough to go for a jog or a bike ride, that's success to me. So, you know, you're right. It does evolve. Anyway, long-winded answer, but that's...
Awesome. Well, Rod, thank you for joining us. And where can our listeners find you? What's the best way they can reach out to you?
If you're interested in multifamily Yeah, I do these live stream events now, and they're $97, and I'm not selling you anything. I just want to add value, and it's 2 full days. You know, sorry, but you're crazy if you don't participate, if you're interested in this business, because it's drinking through a fire hose. But it's multifamilyvirtualbootcamp.com, or just text Rod Live to 41411. That's Rod Live to 41411, and we'll give you the information, you know, if you want to be trained in this business. And even if you're going to invest passively, if you're going to give your hard-earned money to someone, please have some basic understanding of what it is. So come to me for that, if nothing else. But, you know, again, I've got the largest multifamily Facebook group. You write this down. If you're not driving, write down multifamilycommunity.com, and it's a direct link to that group. Again, you want to be around people that want more, like you, like with your event, networking. You said these two guys met and they're going to partner. That's why you need to be in groups like that to network with people and build your, you know, your network truly is your net worth. And then my website, but it's hard to spell my name. It's Rod Kleef, K-H-L-E-I-F as in Frank. I've got tons of free books there, free, you know, videos and articles and white papers, just tremendous value there. You'll be blown away by the value on that website. It's all free.
Absolutely. And you've blown us away already just from this last 3/4 of an hour that we've been together. And I appreciate you. I really do thank you for your time and,
likewise, Yona,
and joining us today. And I look forward to having
this you. This is the longest we've ever talked together. So I'm really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit too, Yona. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you again in about a month's time when we do the virtual meetup. So I appreciate that.
Likewise. Likewise. Well, thanks for having me on, my friend.
Thank you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. And remember, the best advice comes only when you ask. Real quick, I have one question for you. Did you like this episode? If you did, I want to ask you a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread this message to the whole world is that if you leave a review, a rating, and subscribe to the podcast. What that does is it basically tells the platforms that this podcast is out on is that you like my stuff and I'm doing something right. So take a few seconds out of your day, hit that subscribe button, leave a rating or review. I would be extremely grateful. Also, I want to hear from you guys. So I want to hear some feedback. If you have any questions for future episodes, please find me on LinkedIn. Send me a DM, a connection request, Yona Weiss, and I'd love to hear from you.